What's up, YouTube? It's Aaron. I just wanted to make a video, let you guys know how my tea changes have been going. The last time I made a video was after my first shot with Kayla's, you know, reactions and all that stuff, and I have not made a video since. So I've been really wanting to keep track of these videos and make sure I'm, you know, posting, because at the end of the day, this is for me to look back on and see the changes and what I was most excited about and all that stuff, and I've been doing that. So that's something I'm gonna be prioritizing here, because it's really important to me. And I know, you know, when I first came out as transgender, the YouTube community was my number one resource for like what to expect and what I wanted and how they reacted to it, you know, the things that I was looking forward to, like top surgery and testosterone, things like that. So it's important to me that I kind of you know, give back in any way that I can and let you guys know how I'm feeling, and then also for my own record. So major changes, week 5. So number one, obviously my voice. Okay, literally it's like waking up with a sore throat all the time, but it's like you're not sore, it doesn't hurt, you just feel like raspy, like you have the same sound, but there's really no difference in feeling that I've experienced. It just feels, yeah, it's just deeper, which is just amazing, because with my job, you know, we record a lot, we make YouTube videos and things like that, for our different brands that we manage, and so instead of having to, you know, be super worried about lowering my voice and staying deep and making sure that I pass, I don't have to do any of that, because my voice is already naturally dropping, and it's only been 5 weeks, so imagine, you know, 3 months from now, it's gonna be even different sounding than it is right now. So I'm really excited for the changes and things like that to go through. So that's number one, my voice. Number two, acne. My face, look at this. I mean, it is literally like when I was in high school, and it's just, it's terrible. I see voice drop, obviously. So my acne, I need to be making sure, you know, I have to make sure I'm washing my face twice a day and keeping up with it, and because it's, my acne was really bad in high school, so it literally feels like I'm just going through puberty again, because I mean, that's really what I'm doing. I'm transitioning, so I knew this was coming, I knew it was gonna happen, so I was prepared for it. It's really just sticking to routine and keeping my face kept up as possible. But, you know, that's just part of the process. So we got my voice, you got my acne. Number three is my posture. Like, literally, you can't really tell because I'm wearing a jacket right now, but my shoulders alone, like, usually when I would meet someone new or, like, introduce myself, I wanted to be able to pass. So I'd always have to be shoving my shoulders up and pushing my shoulder blades up, which just makes just a slight difference. But in mentally, it really helped me out. So I was always conscious of shoving my shoulders up and lowering my voice and making sure that they can, you know, like, so making sure I pass and that they're not like, oh, is this one of those, you know what I mean? So because I've had some bad experiences with that. But, you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what people think of me. That's one thing that testosterone has really helped me out with, is just like, I know that my chemical makeup is the exact same as any other guy, you know, like, obviously, I was born with super low testosterone, because females also produce testosterone, but it's not as much as the males do. Cis males do. So it was just like a big mental thing for me, that it's in my body, it's working, it's doing its job, and I'm able to see the differences, obviously see the differences, but I can see my throat, you know, my throat like thickening, my vocal cords thickening, so my voice drops and stuff. So it's just exciting. So my posture is, my shoulders have broadened up. I've noticed that my bones actually, like, are very, like, I feel like I'm definitely gaining weight. Like, that's a no-brainer. I don't know if it's because my appetite has gone up, which it has, but I'd like to think that it's not just food. It just depends, but I'm gaining a lot of muscle. I have not been working out like I wanted to. I wanted to be working out like 3 days a week, and that's also something I need to prioritize more. But I haven't been, so it's something to work on. I'm constantly improving. Everyone is. But like my watches, the watch that I'm wearing right now, just, it's the one of the adjustable ones, but the watch that I usually wear is a silver, and it has like the clasp that clicks in and snaps on your wrist, and it's like set with the link size and everything. It's super tight. So, and there's no chunk on my wrist. I'm not gaining weight in my wrist. It's just, it feels like my bones are just thickening. So that's another notice that I was able to notice, another change that I was able to notice. So yeah, just like when I read about like what was going to be going on in my body, like being angry more often, more frustrated, none of that stuff has been happening. I've just been super positive and excited, and I've just been really thankful to be even, really thankful. Yeah, see, that's my voice. my favorite part, though, so you know, I'm not complaining at all. What was I saying? See, my voice drops are distracting. But pretty much, it's just been a combination of things, and I'm just thankful that I get the transition. And I'm just excited to be able to do this and be able to push myself and just kind of see me become the man that I've always wanted to be. I mean, obviously testosterone doesn't make you less of a man if you choose not to transition and things like that, but for me it was really important, and for me it was something I was really looking forward to. So I'm just excited for everything that's been happening. I'm sorry that I haven't been keeping up these videos, but I will be doing that way more often. I need to prioritize it because it's something that I have been making sure that I prioritize. So yeah, I just want to do a quick update video, let you guys know what my voice sounds like. Ooh, girl, so excited. Yeah, and I'll be able to do some next video. I'll make sure I'm not wearing a sweatshirt so you can see, like, the shoulder difference and everything like that. But it's big time. I'm pumped. I'm excited. So, yeah, if you have any questions, go ahead and drop them in the comments below. If you want to subscribe to my channel, there'll be a button up here. There'll be, you know, some other videos that you can check out for, like, before I even got my shot and my first shot. And I'll be busting out some content to put on here more often. Just wanted to let you guys know what's going on, keep you guys updated. Thank you for watching this video. Like I said, anyone I can help, I'd love to help. I just want to give back for all the help that YouTube gave me when I first came out as transgender. So, subscribe, watch the videos, drop a comment, any questions, concerns, I'll answer them. I'm very open about that. A lot of people are very closed off to their transition and don't want everything being out there, but I'm 100%, I think the more we can educate people, the better. So, just, always here, stay positive, think positive, and you guys have a great Friday.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.